It's the most wonderful time of the year.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of our favorite food personalities. You've seen her on Iron Chef, a judge on Worst Cooks in America, Chopped, Guys, Grocery Games, recently Chocolate Meltdown, Hershey's After Dark. She never stops and is the reigning champion of one of the best and toughest shows on the planet, Tournament of Champions, the one and only Chef Manit Chauhan. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here.
Well, first off, happy Thanksgiving, right? We know Thanksgiving is a kickoff to all the holiday stuff. We'll be talking about that in a minute. But we wanted to kind of ask you, on this day, with everything that is going on, with all the restaurants and everything for you, what does a Chef Manit Chauhan Thanksgiving look like?
Oh, my God. Our Thanksgiving looks like a traditional Thanksgiving, but with an Indian twist. So think of our turkey is a tandoori turkey. The filling is a morel biryani. There is a five-spice cranberry chutney, poriel green beans, star fruit, sweet potato chaat. So think of all the traditional fixings of Thanksgiving, but with an Indian twist.
And what are some of your favorites? So you mentioned the turkey. That's going to be there for sure. Maybe on the dessert side, are there any, and maybe any suggestions, you know, for the holidays coming up, for listeners that may be looking to explore and kind of open up to it, easy or maybe fun ways to add a little Indian flavor to their holidays?
I mean, I would say just get some garam masala, which is a spice blend. Now you can find it in any Indian stores, and just put that in the brine that you're putting the turkey in. So it'll give a little bit of that Indian flair to it. Put some fennel seeds in along with cranberry and some ginger and orange, and you can make a chutney with cranberry out of it. Go ahead and make spiced butter to put on the side along with rolls. Like, get some turmeric and put some turmeric and make some whipped butter with that. I mean, the amazing part about Thanksgiving is that you can put your own signature and a spice twist on all the fixins and just make it so much more delicious. Like, spice it up.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh my gosh, those are great. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. So it's Holiday Wars. We're in the middle of it. Fans are loving it Sunday nights on Food Network. You are the host, and for the listeners, they know this. When there is a holiday show, a competition show, they call out the A-team, and you are there with some great friends. So talk a little bit about it. You just had the Thanksgiving episode. It looked absolutely amazing. How fun is this?
It is absolutely incredible. And what completely astounds me is how these absolutely gifted cake artists and sugar workers, how they create all of these beautiful pieces, and their imagination is incredible. And the best part is that the cakes taste delicious. I mean, between Shinman and Aarti and me, we've had such an incredible time. And, you know, when we are filming it, we see it from one aspect. But when you see it put together, they have done such an incredible job. It looks so magical. And I'm so excited to be hosting this.
Yeah, now this is it. So you're the host of it. You've done just about every job in the food world, certainly on the entertainment side. Hosting it is one thing. You've judged all of the top things. You've won Tournament of Champions. So is there anything where you feel maybe for the competitors? Because it's tough, right, with the time limits and everything going on. Or do you just sit back and say it's nice to be the host?
Oh no, I absolutely feel for the competitors. Like, there are times that I really want to jump in and I'm like, no, don't do that. That's not how I would do it. And the thing is that at times when we walk around, we can give suggestions. So we have, but I always feel for the competitors because I always feel like, what would I be doing if I was in their shoes?
Big in bragging rights for all of these teams that are in there. And of course, for them and their careers, it's exciting just to be on Food Network. But there's more than that, right? It's a pretty big prize. It's like $25,000. What can they win?
A grand prize of $25,000. I mean, which is huge. So you actually see them putting their best foot forward. And what I'm loving is the camaraderie and the team spirit the teamwork that you see among all of these teams. And it's absolutely fantastic. You know, that entire holiday feel of supporting each other, you know, just saying, yay, you can do it. You can feel that. The holiday spirit is definitely there.
It is. It's one of those times when everybody sort of comes together in a bunch of different ways. Everyone can relate wherever you're from. It is on Thanksgiving here. I want to let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Manit Chow, and she is joining us. She's on Holiday Wars. She has a lot more in common than just our television sets with us as well, though, because you have some Chicago roots and background in your place as well. So talk a little bit about the connection to Chicago. Do you ever get back, and what kind of things do you do when you get here?
Absolutely. My sister and family, they live in the burbs of Chicago, and Chicago was the first big city that I actually lived in. I was, you know, right on Ohio and Lakeshore Drive, overlooking the Navy Pier. And so it's always like whenever we go back, it is a homecoming. My husband and I, we started our married life over there. We used to work in restaurants. And then, you know, there was this late night place right on State called Bijan's. So the last time we were there for the James Beard Award, after the entire, you know, ceremony, we walked over to Bijan for old time's sake and, you know, had our favorite rigatoni, which was over there. So yeah, great memories. Love Chicago.
Yeah, you know, there are so many great food cities out there. You're doing a lot of stuff in Nashville. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but it's so great to have you here in Chicago. And hopefully when you get a chance to get back, we'll have you here in the studios at WGN. You mentioned the James Beard Awards. I mean, this is really Restaurant City USA. So always great to have you. You never stop. We've talked about restaurants, books, outreach, TED Talks, you know, and all the things that you're doing. People love the TV projects, fans love it all. But for you, for this crazy life that you're leading right now, what is your favorite part of it?
Everything. I think it's that constant movement. It's that constant opportunity to do something different and to meet incredible people. I mean, like earlier we were talking about Sunny Anderson. I was with her earlier this week, and we just were, you know, just meeting all of these incredibly gifted people. I think that's what makes me love each and every day of doing whatever I am doing. And it's also the fact that there's no monotony. There is something new every day. And that's what I love about my life.
It's crazy. It's chaos. A lot of mutual friends. You mentioned Sunny. I'm a longtime friend of guys as well. And so there's so many really cool people in the food world. But you think about the people that you've touched, you know, the mantra, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, you've been a big inspiration to fans and kids and students, of course, with the work you've done with your alma mater, CIA. And so talk a little bit about that role kind of, and maybe it's a role that you're not necessarily aware of at all times, but as a mentor, even as an example for young chefs and kids coming up.
I think what is important for me is to share my story. And it's not been an easy journey, but I want the young people out there who are just, you know, venturing into this world of culinary, of food, of hospitality, to learn from my story. And I always tell people that it's been a story of struggles. It's been a story of a lot of failures and a lot of mistakes. And the amount that I learned from my failures and mistakes is more than I learned from my successes. So if I can even inspire one person to go ahead and live their life to their fullest and never to doubt their own potential for a second, then I have done my job. And that's what it is. Like, to me, I have, you know, it's really funny. I remember the first email account I got was at the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America, Hotmail. Right. I mean, I'm dating myself. This was in 98. And my tagline, my signature line was nothing ventured, nothing gained. And that's something that I have followed till date. If I get an opportunity, I say yes to it. I jump in the deep end and I figure out how to swim from there. And that's what I inspire people to do, that try it. What's the most that'll happen? You'll fail. You know, it's fine. At least you tried it. And if you succeed, look at where you can reach.
Well, saying yes to opportunities, we're thankful here on WGN. You said yes to joining us on our Thanksgiving special for sure. And then also too is for those people who want to keep up with all of your adventures. You know, there's so many things. Obviously, people are going to be loving what you're doing on Food Network Sunday nights with Holiday Wars. We're going to have links up for that. But for all the stuff, all the ways that people, whether they see you at the restaurants, especially in Nashville, heard great stuff about that. But where can they go?
Well, I mean, you can absolutely follow me on all my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Maneet Chauhan. But if you're ever in Nashville, I mean, just stop by. We've got four restaurants over here: Chauhan Ale and Masala House, which is an Indian ale house. We've got Tanso, a Chinese restaurant; Mockingbird, an Americana restaurant; and Chattable, a street Indian food restaurant. So if you're ever over here, reach out to me on Instagram. Tell me if you guys are coming in, and I would, if I'm in town, I would absolutely love to come out and say hello.
Oh, it's great. We're going to be able to see you, of course, when we venture down to Nashville. I know so many listeners, especially so many great connections from the Chicago area, visit that place. Such a fun city. And that is one of the things that you bring to it. Not only all of those great messages on the cuisine and the flavor and the diversity and all that, but always with fun. You love what it is that you're doing, and it's a magnet for more people to get in on all of that action and the lessons learned as well. So, Maneet, we'll let you get back to it. We know this is a busy time. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving too. Hope you have a lot of turkey and tryptophan.